Once upon a time, Vicky was trapped by the curse of her thoughts. It had her believing she was powerless, imperfect, and weak. Then one day, the curse started to lessen, and Vicky could see a little clearer. As each day passed, her thoughts improved until she broke free. She then began creating magic in her life. Now, Vicky is getting ready to marry her Prince Charming. This is her manifesting success story. Hello and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and I am back with Vicky Pace for interview number 19. Mm. Welcome, Vicky. Tell us first, how has your future self been showing up today?
She has been showing up honoring and instinctual.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is, tell us a little bit more about that.
I am recommitting myself to assignments for the next 3 weeks specifically, but every day after that, obviously, but just to kickstart these 3 weeks. But today is a super fun assignment. And in the middle of one of the bits of the assignment, I just was like, I'm going for a run today. And I just yelled up the stairs to Jeff, get dressed, we're going on a run. And it was like, I had 3 minutes left for scripting and I finished the script and I got dressed and we just went out for a run and it was great. Like the last couple runs I had a lot of stuff I just talked myself out of it. It was whatever. This was just like, yep, going for a run. It's going to feel great. And it did.
Yay. And how did that feel? I'll back up in a second and we'll kind of talk like more about what's been going on. But like, how did that feel to just be like, oh yeah, this feels good. Like to have the experience, that's what I'm trying to ask, to have the experience of following your instincts and it felt good.
It's like reminding myself of the muscle. And a slight small metaphor, I mixed up a loaf of dough just now for bread. And I was like, is this the right consistency? And I was like, I can't believe I've forgotten this. Like I used to be able to do this in my sleep. And now I'm like pulling up old pictures on my phone to see, is this the wetness that I used to get? And I just was like, how did this happen? I used to like do this. I could do this blindfolded in the past. And I feel like that's kind of what this retuning into my instincts has been like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is how it feels. Yeah. 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 I do. I remember this. I love this. Let's go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which I love because it happened so instantly. So I'll back up sort of, I don't know, 5 hours, 5 hours ago. I feel like, it was good evidence for you. This is like a show, you know, where they start the show in this moment and then they go backwards over the last period of time. Mm-hmm. But you know, 5 hours ago, and even then I would say 5 days ago, right? Mm-hmm. Things weren't feeling good.
Yeah. I really was not in a good place. And I'd say only just a couple days ago, I've started bouncing back. Mm-hmm. And I can't really pinpoint if it was a moment in time where I started coming back, but it definitely was like I scripted one day and then the next day the assignment was like to do a bigger script and I knew I wouldn't have time till Monday. So I just honored that and tried to tune into instincts throughout the weekend. It wasn't like I wasn't like my old self in terms of connection to my instincts, but yesterday it was. And I was like, we're going to see a dog. And it worked out and he's wonderful. And we're going to welcome him to our family this week. I'm so excited for that. But it's been a rough couple of days or a couple weeks probably. And I don't know. It's just, I've seen you coach other people through this. Mm-hmm. And I've always been like, oh, that's not going to be me. And here we are.
Oh, that's, I mean, tell us more about that.
I was just, Diana and I were typing during that last call. And I was like, I thought of you because I know Cassie's called you out on this before. And I knew it. I was going to get the same answer. And sure enough, it was get back to the assignments. But really what I think I needed was the accountability of being in the group and making the assignment for myself, essentially, to do the assignments. What was your question, though? I've seen you in the past. Other people have come up in, have sort of spiraled down into funks and asked for coaching on it. And you 9 times out of 10 say, get back to scripting, get back to your assignments. And I've always been like, yeah, I know.
That will never be me.
That will never be me. And I'm like, oh boy. And yeah. And I think it is like what you said, things got really good for me and I was really comfortable. And a couple times I missed assignments and things were still great. And I was like, oh, okay. I can just like kind of peter off on assignments a little bit. It'll be fine. And it was for a while and then it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's always, I think it's, you know, we were talking before, like, oh, do we do the interview and do we talk about this? And I told you, like, I believe in the whole story, right? I don't just believe in, as long as you guys are comfortable and never force you to do anything you don't want. But yeah. I believe these moments are just as important because I don't see them as negative. They're like a big learning, like, and in my mind, better to learn now than when life is a lot bigger 3 years from now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a really good point that skills I learn. And I've had that thought, like with the whole dog thing, I just was like, why did this happen to me? And I think it was one of your podcasts with Jenny. I realized like, this is all experience and learning and growing everything I learned from that last dog and what life can be like. It just sort of opened up doors for a bigger opportunity in terms of a bigger love bug coming in.
Yes.
He's actually smaller, but yeah.
Yeah. What's different about this dog? Like, what are you most excited about in this? Cause it's a new experience and you can see now like, oh, this is going to be a different, whether you want to call it deeper, bigger, like whatever term you put on it, right? Experience.
What's the question? How is this different?
Yeah. This, like this new dog, how is this new experience? Can you already see the difference?
Oh yeah. I mean, he's just not the other side of the coin necessarily, but he's different in very good ways and ways that I didn't realize I wanted till I saw him. And we played in the park for about a half an hour with him and he, just like looking deeply into his eyes a couple times, I was like, oh, this is it. Oh. Like in the romantic comedy moment of
yes,
falling in love with someone. And, like anytime I squatted down to pet him or snuggle him, he like leans into you deeply and just is like, why? It just give me all of the attention at all times. And I just loved that. And I realized that is what I want is like it's everything I wanted that I didn't think about. Because I think going into this, I tried not to put a bunch of labels on what I wanted. And Jeff had his own ideas of what he wanted. So I had that sort of perimeter and boundaries to go within. And that really helped narrow down what we wanted. And it was quite the experience. There's a lot of interesting people in the dog rescue world. And it was a growth experience a couple times getting rejected by a company that also rejected me when I asked for help with the last dog. So that was ironic. like learning that it was just more learning experiences. And this company, it just kind of happened really quickly. And I remember filling out the application just happened really fast and not like out of control fast. It just was an instinct. So it was really easy. So it happened.
Yes.
So yeah. And I think that, and the other time I talked to you, asked for coaching about the other dog, then I was like, yep, she's my dog. That experience, she ended up getting adopted, good for them, which I'm so happy for. But that experience informed this next experience. Like the feeling I got with this other dog in the park, I was like, this is it. I know it.
Yeah.
I knew, you know.
Yeah. So looking back now that you're behind it, do you think you try and force your other dog like, would you say forced, or would you say I just needed more experience?
I needed more experience. There was no forcing going on.
Yeah.
It felt pretty easy, but it did. There was a part of me that knew at the time that it wasn't going to be exactly right. But mm-hmm. another part of me knew that my future self was going to take care of everything. So it's going to be okay. And it's going to work out. So, and now I see that it's led me to this other experience that I'm really excited for. Yeah. And hopefully it'll work. I mean, I really think it's all kind of working out perfectly because I have this week off. So, and the dog's just south of Denver. So it would be a drive and, you know, mm-hmm. I have all these days off. It'd be perfect.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I just love the feeling and the energy. Cause I think it was last interview we had talked about like dog and matching your script and kind of the journey. And you can even hear, and I'm sure listeners will hear too, like there's a difference in your voice about this experience and this dog.
Yeah. Yeah. And that whole experience was another growth. And it's been interesting to like help Jeff through the mourning process a little mm-hmm. bit too. I'm trying to let him do his own thing, but I spent some time painting the dog. Oh, I'm going to cry now. But I finished the painting the other day. Part of me was like, I'm not going to find a dog until I finish this painting. So I finished the painting. And of course, you know, I gave that rule to myself. So that's mm-hmm. what happened. So I finished that painting and I hung it up. And now anytime Jeff sees it, he gets a little weepy and I try to encourage him to just finish it and whatever. It's his own story. And I'm trying to honor his space and how he's handling it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one adorable video of Boomer. Jeff has this big giant plastic cutting board that he does. Since we got a smoker, we've been doing giant cuts of meat in the smoker.
Yeah.
And he bought this big cutting board for all of the meat things. Well, our last weekend with Boomer, there was some juices left on the thing. And we were like, man, he doesn't need to be on his hypoallergenic diet anymore. So here, Boomer, lick all this meat juice. And there's this amazing video of him licking it and then looking at us like, blinking. And I was like, is it spicy, Boomer? Is this too spicy for you? So Jeff and I had been talking about it and I showed him the video and I let it, like, it was a nice morning experience for the two of us to do together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. What are you most excited about this next dog?
Currently I'm not spiraling, but I'm like focused on finding a name. It's very exciting for me to realize that I can name a dog.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and the other, like, I just had a wonderful day. I went for a jog and then took a nap and I was like, oh, the dog would be beautiful and perfect as a pillow right now. So I'm really excited for like a snuggle buddy and for a walking buddy as a cools down. It's going to be perfect for walks and jogs. And so that's a lot to be excited about, I feel like, but I am. I'm excited about it all.
It's awesome. That's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. So we've kind of touched on this a little bit, but I want to back up and just make it a little clear for our audience. So you kind of were like, yeah, I'm going to miss an assignment. And you were living your life, even I think you told me at the last interview, like, oh, if I'm not there, it's just because I'm out living my life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so did it feel like, oh, I'm just doing this and it feels really good? Did it feel like, oh, I'll get back to that?
It felt like, oh, I'll get back to it. It's always there for me. Everything's so great right now. I don't need that 20 minutes of feeling all awesome, you know? And then it turned into things aren't great in my life and I really don't want to do the assignments.
Yes.
Like it was a pretty quick shift. Like all of a sudden everything fell apart in my life and I really didn't want to do assignments or even look at Kajabi. And I was just, I don't know, just like riding the train of excuses.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is what happens. And so anyone out there, if you are, you know, an Enchantel Circle member who always follow our stories, or you're somebody else who's has some sort of the work that they're doing, right? I mean, this is a natural thing. A lot of times we just, you know, people just feel good and it's like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. And what happens then is we sort of get into that well, what you said, like then, oh, it's bad and I don't want to do it. And then we come back to it as a fixing, mm-hmm. right? And so how do you think you'll go through the process differently having had this experience?
More of a dedication. And I want to be aware that it's not a, like, out of fear, you know, like, mm-hmm. oh, if I give this up, you know, ooh. But so I think that's where my growth is going to be, like making sure that this is, what did you said it in the coach call today. You were like writing the story, not, you were like, we don't need to judge what's happened before this. You're like, just start from here and go forward. And that's kind of what I'm picturing is like the blank slate. And for me, I picture like a blank canvas. Like it's just a new canvas. We're moving forward. The other one just isn't in the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's no longer. That's a great metaphor because it's no longer on the easel. Like you can't paint. I guess you could paint two pictures technically, but not really at the same time. Right. You have to pick one. And if you did, you'd be very intentional. It wouldn't just be, oh, I'm going to leave this picture on the easel while I paint another one. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at making the commitment. I think in the past it was, I committed, but it was so easy. It didn't like, I didn't have to go all in because it was just natural.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's uncomfortable. I think the commitment is going to be even more meaningful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so true and beautiful on so many levels, because it's like you're getting that experience of that deeper commitment and what that's going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Which I love. So what do you think, cause you are, you know, you have, they aren't available anymore just as we're reading this, but you're a lifetime member of the Enchanted Circle. I guess anything's possible. They might become available, but, you can't find that on the website. It was for a special moment in time. And so how does having that, because I think what happens sometimes is when things get good, this is a lot of people's pattern and probably people listen like, okay, I work on something until it feels good. And then I stop doing it. And then I sort of, you know, have to generally people go find a different thing. Like how was it having this to come back to your, you know, anything about the experience of like, you know, I'm guessing, or maybe you did you go look for something else or did you come right back and be like, I know this is where I need to be?
Well, I did try to like, fix one like thing in my life that I wanted fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to this meeting and it was awful. And like, I remember like about to push the button for the Zoom meeting. And I was like, this isn't right for me. And I was like, but I'm going to commit to it. Like I committed to it. I'm just going to follow through and see what it is. And 2 seconds into the meeting, I was like, nope, I'm out. And and it wasn't even just like off of feeling, it was genuinely not for me. And
yeah,
I think that's really the only thing I quote unquote did or tried. And I even remember talking to Jeff about it and why I left. And he was like, oh yeah, that's not for you. but no, I wasn't going to try to like fill the void I wasn't going to try to fill the fix it void because I knew this was here for me. And I've always known that this was my life. And I was just growing through the highway of Cassie Parks's LOA.
I like that.
Yeah. So even though I had like veered into the shoulder a little, it was, I knew I'd always be turning my blinker on and coming back in.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be the same if you weren't like all in, if you hadn't made the commit, like the financial commitment, like to be all in, and like if you were like, do you think you would have? And the answer doesn't have to be yes, but you know, would you have when things were feeling good been like, oh, I'm good, like I'm not showing up, I'm gonna cancel, or do you think that was never on the table?
I was like, that was never on the table. Curiosity. I think I was more likely to cancel if things were bad. Yeah, I think if when things were good, especially like before I moved, I had a different job, different schedule. I was on more calls. It was just so much fun to constantly be celebrating with you guys during the week. And I loved that. And I feel like before that, when things were bad, I was in a place on my journey that I needed the calls to help with those bad moments. But then I got, when I'm here, I think I've up leveled enough that I was like, I can do it. I can fix it. It's fine. It's going to be okay. And then it just wasn't. So, and I always knew that you were here and the Enchanted Circle was there and my people were there. So I knew, I've always known, like when I met you and started this journey, I knew it was a lifetime thing.
And That's awesome.
Yeah. And I've always seen it like in the future. Like when I applied to do these interviews with you, I remember seeing, I had very vivid images of me doing these interviews with you. And that's kind of how it is with the Enchanted Circle for long term.
I love that. And yeah. I think like, well, I know that's so powerful. And I love asking these questions because those aren't things that like come up on a call, right?
Right.
Never would I hear this story. Yeah. It just doesn't come up. But I love knowing that. And I love that you can always, from an LOA perspective, go to that vision. Like if, you know, when anything else falls apart, and I think this is important on our LOA journey, like we can come back to that moment where we were like, this is clear. This is where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had enough. Like, what do you call it? Like brain, convincing,
belief shift? Amping. Oh, belief amping. Yeah.
Yeah. I had enough belief amping stories in my toolkit that I just was like, I know this is it and this is right. And I'm on the right path. I just like couldn't tap into it these past few weeks. It just, for some reason, it was like out of reach, and it was out of reach because I wasn't doing my assignments. Full circle.
Yeah. Well, I think, and I'm curious, like you said in the beginning, you're like, I don't know when it switched. And I tend to wonder if it switched when you posted in the community and you're like, hey, you know, like this is what, like, cause there's something I think about, I don't know, just even showing up when it sucks. Like in saying like, it sucks right now. That is in some ways powerful, and not just showing up to say it sucks, but you're showing up to be like, okay, I'm ready for help. It, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. And I had been holding off posting that I needed help for a long time. Felt like a long time. It was a couple weeks. Cause I kept saying, no, I can do this. I just got to get back to the assignments. And I just could not make myself get back to the assignments. And So I must have been like, I remember pulling up my phone, typing, I needed help. And it just felt like it flowed. And I was like, whatever, we'll see what happens. I was like, she's going to tell me to get back to the assignments. And anyway, that's what you told me.
But sometimes it's just part of the, like I've had moments where I just don't want to do the assignments either. Right. Mm-hmm. And I generally do them, or I take a little break, or I, you know, and then eventually, you know, I've had enough practice. I get myself back there. But even sometimes I have to reach out for something else, or I have to like spend a little more time self-coaching, or, you know, whatever the thing is, because there's just sometimes those moments and we just need a place and a thing to come back to.
Yeah. And I really loved that I had a thing to come back to that I knew and trusted and loved and knew was right for me. It was really comforting knowing that I was confident I'd be able to get back. But in those dark moments, it's hard to remember those things and recall them. And like, it was so dark and bad for so many days in a row. It was like, I couldn't ever see myself making myself get back to assignments. So when all this time off came up, I was like, this is the time. It's going to happen. And going to get on some coach calls, have this interview with Cassie, like reconnect with my future self and my assignments. And
And I would say that is totally orchestrated by your future self, like helping you get back on the path. Like, here's a break. Here's exactly what you need to do this. And, you know, you know, that will give you this space and the time and the things that you need.
Which is funny you said it's orchestrated by my future self. I just got chills because the whole, like, this was supposed to be a big family vacation. And when they hired me, they were like, Germany, Iceland. And then COVID happened. They're like, Yellowstone Park. and she, when she was planning it, she got back to me and said, so change of plans. There's no Airbnbs. So we're going to be camping the whole time. And my internal radar was like, don't, no, no camping. No, I'm out. And because it was 8 nights in a row. And
yeah,
so then I was like, how about, can I just come the first 2 nights and then drive myself back? And she's like, sure. And then I kept, that was when it really spiraled out of control in terms of like badness for me. And it came to a head and I was like, before I left that, I had a terrible migraine. And before I left that night, I was like, can I not come, please? I just don't want to come. She was like, yeah, it was your idea for you to come 2 nights. Just don't come. It's fine. And I was like, oh, thank God. And then I came home and there was more drama things that happened, but it felt like a bubble bursting. Like it all happened that evening and that day. And then after that, it started getting better and I started feeling better. And so then when I told her I wasn't going on the camping trip, it was like, oh, now I have like 7 days off in a row. This is wonderful.
Yes. Oh, and I love it. And I think it's just, in part of it is for listeners, for you too, like it's getting back to that honoring myself, like, no, I don't want to go up there. And yes, I need to do this. And you've even asked for time to be available for coaching calls, which I think is huge.
Yeah. Oh, and that was the same conversation. And I was like, well, there are these weekly calls. It's just an hour. So either like, either you get like, I just do a morning shift. I go home in the evening or, you know, and she was like, oh yeah, any of those options are good. Just send me the times and dates they are and I'll work your schedule around it. I was like, oh, thank you. And then I also was like, and I don't want to go camping. She was like, fine. I was like in the same breath, I was like, here comes ripping the Band-Aid off, but it wasn't painful. It was easy.
Good. Yay. Yeah. I love it. And no wonder there's a shift. What a huge like honoring of yourself on all levels.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at that point it was like my work schedule had been conflicting with these calls for weeks and weeks. And I just was like, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. And then my life felt like it was falling apart. And then this happened. So I was like, okay, so I just needed to honor myself and my needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is important. And I think just all part of, we learn that on a deeper and deeper level on the journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I definitely learned it on a deeper level.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about for the next 2 months?
Building a relationship with my dog and deepening my relationship with my partner. And, I didn't tell you this because this just happened, but the theater I normally work for, I don't know if I said this on the last call, but or on the last interview, but I'm technically in a show right now.
Oh,
I'm cast as a swing, so I'm not needed for any of the performances unless someone gets sick, and no one has so far. So, but the next, they've changed their upcoming season, and I had an old instinct of, oh, I better audition. I got to audition. But I was like, I don't want to. And I actively recalled, remember the last few auditions you went to that you felt the instinct to not go to? And then it just ended up not working out and everything. Anyway, I was like, I'm not going to go to this audition. Boom. And I had even pulled up the sign up genius to like sign myself in. And I was like, no. And I can't wait to tell Cassie about it.
Yeah.
Also something I'm excited about is that it's like just to see what that open space is going to do for me. And
yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I love how we've wrapped back around to like, we learn these lessons on a different level, right?
Yeah.
Like, and coming to like, no, like I'm not auditioning and like, I'm trusting that. And so we can even see going back to kind of, I don't know, whatever we want to call it, falling off the wagon, not doing assignments, like that lesson comes back stronger and more powerful and we get to grow and have a better experience because of it.
Yeah.
Yay. love it. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts or feelings you want to share as we wrap up today?
No.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Tell people where they can follow your journey and see your new amazing dog.
You can follow me on Instagram. My handle is at Vicky, not Vicky, and it's spelled VickiNotVicky.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for sharing this moment in your journey with us.
Thank you, Cassie, for having me.
Of course. I'm super excited. And thank you all for listening. And make sure to come back and check out what else is awesome in Vicky's life next time. The telling of stories is so powerful, both to the person telling it and the person receiving it. Since 30,000 BC, we as humans have told stories to teach and guide. And now we, with Manifesting Success Stories, hope to inspire you to what is possible in your own life. If you want more manifesting success, go to moremanifestingsuccess.com, where you'll find links to anything we've talked about on the show. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, you have the power to write your own happy ever after.